Okay, we're on the top of Mem Vav Amud Aleph. Omer of Elazar Mishum Bar Kapara. Omer Hayar of Meir. Ivari Olish and Isosru Osla Marachus Niasla, the Soldron of Fibu Bishabas. Rabbi Elazar said the name of Kapara, that Rabbi Meir held that you have this extra Maracha on the Mizbeach every day, even on Shabbos. Meaning that Avarim that didn't burn well on Friday, you put back on Shabbos on a separate Maracha and burn them separately. My Kamashmul Antonina. What's the Chiddush? It says in the Mishnah, the Chol Yom Hayusham Arba Marachas. Every day means including Shabbos. Amr Avavin Lo Nitzrucha El Lipsulim Enochinami. That you know that Ksheirim, you make a separate Maracha every day, even on Shabbos, that you know from the Mishnah. But he's coming to tell me even Psulim. Psulim that are im alu lo yerdu. The halacha is certain psulim. If you put them on the mizbeach, you know, you don't take them down. So there, what's it called? Even psulim that remain on the mizbeach, you make a separate maracha and burn them on Shabbos, even though they're left over for Friday. The davka shemashul ben ha'or, avalom mashul ben ha'or lo. But psulim, they had to have been consumed somewhat before Shabbos. Then they became lachmo shel mizbeach, and then you continue burning them on Shabbos in a separate maracha. But if they're psulim, and they didn't even start burning yet before Shabbos, then you don't burn them on Shabbos on a separate maracha, you put them on the regular maracha together with everything else. Ikedi amre, echot ksheir, v'echot psulim, imashol ben or in, ilolo, right, and some say that even ksheirim, you only make a separate maracha for them if they already got partially consumed before Shabbos. But if they weren't even partially consumed before Shabbos, then you burn them on the regular maracha, not on a separate maracha.
And Shabbos,
what?
You would burn them off the Shabbos.
No, you would still burn them on Shabbos, but you wouldn't make a separate maracha for them. You put them on the regular maracha. Rashi. Omer hayer a meir ivori olish and isosru v'lo garsinin olaschol. We don't. Not we're talking about olaschol. Digarsinin lei mait tanina dechol parich lei ha'aslash minu Shabbos. We're not talking about olaschol. We're talking about a separate maracha for the things that were burnt and didn't burn completely the day before. The tomar hachi parich lei b'chol yom tanan v'afilu b'Shabbos. Now here the Gemara is asking, what's it called? The Hamaisit says, Bechol Yom, what do you need the Chiddush for? And after that, we ask, what's it called? Other questions, other kashas on this. The first kasha is the Chorot of Mishnah. My Kamash Mulan, the Kamar Osele Marocha Bechol, Tanina Bechol Yom, Hayusham Dalit Marochos, the Chadaminayel Evarish Nisosur. It says Bechol Yom, even on Shabbos. Versus his chiddush was it even psulim you make a separate maracha on Shabbos. Hanachdim olu lo yerdu psulim that the halacha is that if they're on the mizbeach you burn them there, you don't take them off. Shemash lena or the mahi shaita nasu lachmo shel mizbeach. Once they started to burn, they became lachmo shel mizbeach, and then you can burn them on a separate maracha on Shabbos. Okay, go on. Do we learn from Sukkim where you burn them? Okay. Since it's Shabbos and it's not Ivori Shabbos, to make a separate Marocha is not proper. You burn them where you burn the other ones anyway. Okay.
Why would I think it says that you don't take them down?
Because I might think that you don't make a separate Marocha for them. Same thing. You burn them on the other. Okay. Where it says Vafila b'Shabbos, right? This you do even on Shabbos. Tanina v'Hayom Chamesh says that what's it called? That on Yom Kippur, you have five marachos, according to Meir, meaning that even the fourth one, which is the Avarim that weren't burned the day before Erev Yom Kippur, you burn on Yom Kippur in a separate maracha. So Yom Kippur and Shabbos are the same thing. Avare Chol. Right, on Yom Kippur, same thing as a Vorei Chol on Shabbos. Omer Avacha Bar Yaakov Itzrich. Shloka Daita Chamino Hani Mila Hechem Dechal Yom Kippurim Yos Achra Shabbos. I might think that a mayor only said his din that on Yom Kippur you have five marachos, one of them being the separate maracha for burning the Evarim that were left over from the day before, if the day before was Shabbos. Yom Kippur falls on Sunday. Right? And even though Lamaisa, we try to make it that Yom Kippur never falls on Sunday or on Friday, but Lamaisa, in the time when they're Makadosh Malpi Ariya, it also says many places that it happened that Yom Kippur fell on Sunday. So when Yom Kippur falls on Sunday, then the halacha is Evari Shabbos are Nikravim B'Yom HaKippurim. Then the Evarim of Shabbos are Nikravim B'Yom Kippur. But if Yom Kippur fell any other day except Sunday, so the day before was Chol, then Evari Chol are not Nikravim B'Yom Kippur. So therefore, what's it called? I might think that you don't burn them on a separate Marach. If they're up there already, you burn them on the regular Marach, not a separate one. Right? The Chelvei Shabbos Kravim B'Yom HaKippurim. If Yom Kippur falls after Shabbos, so Chelvei Shabbos Kravim B'Yom HaKippurim. Aval Be'emcha Shabbos Lo. But if Yom Kippur fell on any other day of the week, then you don't make a separate Maracha for the Evarim that were left over from the day before. You burn them on the regular Maracha. Kamash Malon, that you burn them even if they were Evarei Chol, you burn them on a separate Maracha according to a mayor, even on Shabbos and even on Yom Kippur. What?
What is M for Shabbos?
Any other day except for Sunday.
In the middle of the week.
Maybe. Right. Okay. Hanina, Hayom Chamesh Vahari Yom Kippur Kishabbos. Yom Kippur is the same din as Shabbos. That, in other words, that Evarim of the day before, right, you don't burn on what's it called on Yom Kippur if they came from the day before, which is this call. Still, Evarim that weren't burned completely, Reb Meir holds you make a separate maracha on Yom Kippur. So vice versa, if it would be Shabbos, it would be the same thing. Bechol yom hayu arba marachos tan v'afilu Shabbos v'mashma. Okay. Omer Rava, Rava said, no, man hay de lo chayish l'kimchei. Right, who's the one who, what's it called, isn't careful about what he grinds up? In other words, he's not careful in his learning. What your bedayik over here, right, why you had to say, bedafka, that even b'Shabbos, Reb Meir holds, that you make a marachah b'fnei atzmo, the chorid's pashut from the fact that he holds on Yom Kippur, you have a marachah b'fnei atzmo. And on that, Rav Acher bar Yaakov says, no, I might think that it's only when Yom Kippur falls on Sunday. Just how could you say that? Right? Ha-bechol yom tonight. It says, bechol yom, they made a maracha, separate maracha. Even Shabbos. So how could you say it's only talking when Yom Kippur falls after Shabbos? About it, it's even when Yom Kippur falls in the middle of the week. It's like Shabbos. Kasha. You look about Kasha, what you need that chiddush for. Upliga de Rav Huna. And the Rava and Reb Elazar, who's argues over here? Yeah, the what's it called? The shittas are held before that even on Shabbos you burn the Ivarim from the day before on a separate maracha argues on Rav Huna. To Omar, Tchilaso Doche, Sofoino Doche. Rav Huna said that the Korban Tamid, the Shchitas HaTamid is Doche Shabbos. But Sofoino Doche. Right? But Sofo means, but the Evarim that didn't burn, right, on what's it called, on Friday, is not Doche Shabbos. That Sofo means the end of the Tamid from the day before isn't Doche Shabbos. Rashi, Upligin the Rav Huna, and the Bar Kapara. That we make a separate maracha even for the Evarim of the day before Friday, that what's it called that didn't burn, and you burn them on Shabbos or a separate maracha. Rav Huna holds that when it says b'chol yom, it means except for Shabbos. Shabbos you don't make a separate maracha. The beginning of the Tamid on Shabbos is Docha Shabbos. You have to bring the carbon out tamid on Shabbos, it's docha Shabbos. So foino docha. Tamid shall erev Shabbos, but the end of the tamid from the yesterday, right? When you brought the tamid on erev Shabbos, ein evarim niktarim mishatechsha elamalim mibod yom. You don't burn them on Shabbos, but you make sure that they're all burnt from Friday. You put them up on what's it called on Friday and make sure they're all burnt before Shabbos comes. Gufa. Om Rav Huna. Now we're going back and see what Rav Huna really said, because we'll see some machlokas in what Rav Huna said. Tamid tchilas odocha, sof ein odocha. Mai ein odocha. So what does that mean, sofo ein odocha? What's a sofo? What's it not docha? Rav Chisda Omar, docha sa Shabbos, ein odocha sa tuma. Even sofo, Rav Huna holds like Rava and Rav Acha before, that according to Rav Meir, even what's it called, the Evarim that weren't burnt the day before, you burn them on Shabbos. So what is Nidocha? So Rav Chisda says it's not Docha Tuma. You bring the carbon atomid bituma. But if you brought the carbon atomid bitara, and the next day there was bituma, you don't burn the Evarim that were left over from the day before bituma. But you do burn them on Shabbos. Shabbos, yes, Tuma not. The Rabba Omar, Docha Satuma, they don't Docha Shabbos. The Rabba says the opposite. It's Docha Tuma, but it's not Docha Shabbos. If you brought the carbon atomid on Friday, and they became Tomei on Shabbos, they became Tomei the next day, or Tomei, they become Tomei on Shabbos, you're Makrovim. But they're not Docha, they're Docha Tuma. They became Tomei the next day, which wasn't Shabbos, but they're Tomei, you're Makrovim. But if the next day is Shabbos, even if they're Tahar, you're not makrav them. They're not the Evarim of the Karban Atamid from the day before are Docha Tuma, but they're not Docha Shabbos. What? Chilasa was when you shechted l'chatchila. Right, right. The regular Tamid that of that day, the Tamid of that day.
Tuma is different than
Tuma. Tuma is different than Shabbos. Okay.
Not considered
possible.
It's Tuma.
Right, so Tuma is not a psul that's all in all the Yeri. Okay. Achi Garcina, Gufa Omer Avhuna, Mai Eno Docha, Eno Docha Satuma, Hector Chalovin Veimurim, El Azrikas Doma Bulvad. The only thing that of the carbon atomic is Docha Tuma is till the Zrika Saddam. After the Zrika Saddam, you don't do anything Betuma. You take it out and burn it outside. Lishnach Rino, Tchilaso Hector Chalovim. Sofo Evarish Nesosur Be'erev. Tchilaso can mean even Hector Chalovim, burning the Evarim L'chatchila. But what was left over that didn't burn the day before, that's not Docha Tuma. Sofo Evarish Nesosur Be'erev. Zeshamati Varishon Nirabenai. That's the first one. Sofo means anything after Zrika Saddam. Omerle Abaya L'Rabba. The Didoch Kasha or Rav Chisda Kasha. So Rabba said to Abaya said to Rabba, both according to you and according to Rav Chisda is a Kasha. Right? The Didoch Kasha, Maishna Tuma, Tichsi Bemoado, Vafilu Betuma, Shabbos Nami Bemoado, Filu Beshabbos. According to you, that it's Docha Tuma, but it's not Docha Shabbos. Why? We learn it from the same Pasuk. Bemoado, Afilu Beshabbos, Afilu Betuma. So if it's Docha Tuma, why isn't it Docha Shabbos? When Rav Chisda Kasha, Maishna Shabbos, Tuchsi B'Moado, Afilu B'Shabbos, Tuma Mani, B'Moado, Afilu B'Tuma. We learn from the same Pasuk, that it's Docha both of them. So according to Rabba, why is it Docha Tuma, not Shabbos? And according to Rav Chisda, why is it Docha Shabbos, not Tuma? If it's Docha one, it should be Docha the other. We learn them both in the same Pesukim, that it's Docha. So if the Sof is Docha by one of them, it should be Docha by the other one too.